Welcome to another episode of the PhotoFax Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick. Hey, Jim, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing just fine. My belly's full again.
Oh, my God, yes. We had a great pot roast meal.
Pot roast with potatoes and green beans, carrots.
Carrots, and yes.
Some homemade rolls.
Homemade.
Just like the rolls from school, but they were tons better.
That's like 2 weeks in a row. You know, I was curious about this
today. It's been more than 2 weeks.
Well, no, I'm talking about the homemade rolls.
Right.
So I was thinking, do you think Boo Ray and Gary get great food like this?
Oh, no. No.
I wonder if Boo, because they go to Boo Ray's house, or are they just doing it via telephone
now? I think they're doing it via, not telephone.
They're doing it via internet. Skype or something.
And they're recording their own audio, and then they put it together. So anyway.
Now, you're really good with names. So what are their wife's names again? It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Bobby is Boo Ray's wife.
Right, Bobby.
And Julie is Gary's wife.
Right. I wonder if they cook for each other. I mean, they're close friends. I mean, you think their wives would be close friends, right? No?
Maybe. I don't know. I guess.
I imagine
so. Yeah. Well, enough about them.
Well, the only reason I'm bringing them up is because this week is Imaging USA in Nashville, and I'm a little jealous that I'm there.
I know it. And, yeah. Yeah, like, I really wanted to be there. Some of our friends are there, and, you know, they're talking about it and kind of jealous, so.
I am, too. I had two weddings, and I actually have two events this week, big events, and I couldn't turn those down.
Yeah.
One of those is a military ball.
Ooh. Love those.
I do love them. They don't get fun until after.
Right.
Until afterwards. Yep. The after the event is so much more fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah.
So those are pretty
kind of crazy.
All right. So we're continuing our episodes on this month on productivity. Now, do we have one more episode this month, or are we going right into February next month?
I think we're going to February, actually. Let's look. Let's look at the calendar. We've got more and more, and we've got Joe Edelman next week. Joe Edelman on Sunday. Then we've got a special guest that we're going to well, I don't know if we're going to release that one right away, though. Jamie Cobb.
Yeah.
We're going to record an episode.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't Jamie Cobb?
She's on Monday.
Tomorrow.
No.
Monday.
No.
Yes, Monday week. Now.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So we have Jamie Cobb.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. We're glad you're here. Sorry for all the chit-chat.
Chit-chat's good.
It's all good, but...
I want to play all the pre-recorded stuff where
Jim was singing
earlier. That was pretty good. He was trying to teach me the doo-wop. No, it wasn't the doo-wop.
No, ooga-chaka, 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 ooga-ooga, ooga-chaka.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We harmonized really good.
That wasn't harmonizing.
What do you mean it wasn't harmonizing?
That was not harmonizing. We were both singing the same note. Right?
Isn't that harmonizing?
No.
If I was higher, we wouldn't.
You would
like
have to be in a different note, different octave or something.
you do realize I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I've heard those words before, but I couldn't tell you what an octave is. I'm so bad I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
I don't know that much about it either. But it's not the same note.
Well, dude, you play the drums.
I do it by ear.
By ear.
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. So next month we'll be talking more about. Marketing. Yes, for February.
Right.
February is marketing. January is productivity. And we're still waiting for our listeners to hop on our Facebook discussion and give us what topics you would like for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it.
Have you checked the webpage? No, I haven't either.
The webpage?
Well, I mean the discussion.
Email?
The Facebook.
Oh, the Facebook page. No.
See if any,
I see all the notifications. I look at all those, so...
Beautiful. I love to hear that. All right. So I think what we should do is we should bring somebody on
the
show.
Yeah, let's do that. This is
you think we should do
spur
that?
Of the moment kind of – this is a
– this is
this and, is a unexpected or
– Yeah, it's
last
unexpected.
Minute. That's what I look last minute decision to call someone on the phone since
yes,
we can.
On the phone. And
that's what's so cool is being able to do this on the Rodecaster Pro.
On the Rodecaster Pro. It's happening live. Okay, so here we go. We're going to be calling. Now, this person that I'm calling
Yeah, I don't know who this is yet. Don't tell
you
me.
You have no idea who this is.
Nope.
So,
we sat here and tried to figure out who to call.
This is going to break into, this is going to break into song.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Okay.
Okay. But you have to go into the song as soon as we, it's going to happen.
Okay.
All right, so we're calling her right now. Now, okay, there we go. We're live.
Sweet.
Hello, this is Roxy.
Hey, Roxy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining the show. I'm going to turn you up. Can you hear us okay?
I sure can. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Roxy, this is Jim. I didn't know we were calling you.
Well, okay, so I haven't told Jim completely. So hang on before we get going. This is Roxanne.
Roxanne, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, Roxanne. I'm sure she hears that all the time.
No, actually, the first time I said that, she said she never heard that song.
What?
Probably because I can't sing very well.
Yeah,
I know.
He lies
it's
all
horrible.
The time.
Well, we're actually going to do an episode with Roxanne solo sometime in the next few weeks.
Sweet.
She has arrived in Oklahoma. You just got back today, right, Roxy?
Last night.
So our episode that we are running for this month is about productivity. I know that this is a huge change for you moving from California to Oklahoma. And so first of all, can you give us a rundown of why you're moving and what are you doing to get ready for 2020 as a photographer?
Oh, well, I moved because I have itchy feet and I like to move new places and I've never lived in the Midwest. So here I am.
Yeah, but why did you pick Oklahoma? I mean, my God. What was the reason?
I was trolling for a year over the summer and picked up a job for Google doing some landscape work and for some local parks and got to know the city a little bit over a couple of weeks. And I actually really like it. I like that it's country, but very big. It has the best of both worlds, and I like that balance.
Oh, that's perfect. You're going to love it here. I got stuck here in 2001, and and I've been here ever since. I thought I would just stay here for a year, and then I'd move on to some other place more exciting. And I found Oklahoma to be a jewel. It's amazing.
I got stuck here in 1963.
Damn, I like it.
I've been here all my life.
So it's going to be great. And all of our listeners, so Roxy will be in our neighborhood, and you'll be seeing her more often. But, so let's jump on to that question.
Yeah, so... What am I asking?
I was kind of eyeballing you, so she can't see me.
Yeah, but I have no
idea.
Jim
thought I was trying to get close to him.
No, I didn't have any inkling of that.
So basically, what are you doing productivity-wise? Do you have any tips, or what are you doing to prepare for this year to be productive, profitable, et cetera? Because that's our theme for this month is productivity.
I'm anxious.
Well, right now I'm in the middle of fine-tuning my business plan for this year because I'm in a new city, I'm in a new region, and I am shifting gears out of wedding photography and into more corporate and editorial and dog photography, trying to move away from working every weekend.
What was the last part of that? What photography?
Dogs.
Dogs?
Mm-hmm. I love taking dog pictures. I have done it at a pet store for about 3 years. So go ahead.
So as far as productivity is concerned, right now is the next couple of weeks, I'll be driving all over the place, exploring things, talking to people, getting a good finger on the pulse of the business economy here, and then looking where there's maybe gaps in the market where that I can fill with my skills. And from there, then I'll establish a marketing plan.
Sweet. Oh, my God. Now, are you coming to Oklahoma City or are you going to Tulsa?
I live just outside Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Although Tulsa is definitely an option.
Yeah, because there's a running joke in Oklahoma that if you would like to double your profits as a photographer in Oklahoma, move to Tulsa.
See, that's easy. And it's what, a 2-hour drive, give or take?
It is. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we were thinking about heading up that way on Tuesday, but it might not work out.
Take me with you if you go.
Okay, that might actually sweeten the deal for us to make the trip then.
She said,
take me with you if you go to Tulsa.
Well, darn,
on Tuesday.
I can't go Tuesday, but
you could go.
No, I can't. I guess I'm going to miss out again on all these trips to Tulsa.
Well, maybe we'll postpone the trip until later.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we might do that, and that way we can take her up to Tulsa. And we can be the first ones to introduce her.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so for our listeners out there, Roxy, I just think this is. I'm sitting here thinking about what you're going through right now, moving to a new area. I keep thinking, what would I do? What would be my first couple of moves if I moved to a new area? What would I be doing first to establish myself? I mean, do you have an idea? I mean, you can hit organizations, you can hit like the Chamber of Commerce, reach out to local photography organizations. What do you have in mind?
Well, initially, my plan was to network with other photographers, and I knew Robert from before, so he's going to be a launch pad for that. He doesn't know that yet, but he's going to be an opening door there. And then from there, it really depends on how the economy is run here, if it's grassroots marketing, if it's online marketing, where people are looking to find photographers. And I don't really know exactly what that is yet, but I'm in the process of researching that.
You know, this is actually going to be pretty good, I think, Jim, because we have a brand new person.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Not from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's going to be able to give us an insight. I think we need to make sure we bring Roxy. I'm going to do a full interview on her over the next few weeks. And then I think in 6 months or towards the end of the year, let's bring Roxy back on and get her status.
Update on her.
Her update on like what progress. Is she seeing, yeah. You know, what trends does she see here versus California, right. That type of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, where are you from originally, Roxy? You're not from California, are you?
I am. Oh, gee, the way you say that. No, I grew up in Yosemite National Park. I am from California.
Wow, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, listeners, remember, she's from a really beautiful area.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have to we're going to have to really go all out to show her some of the great places. So when we put the show on tonight, be sure you guys go on the show notes for
this episode
on Facebook,
right,
where the discussion continues.
Right.
And jump on there and let's get her some good places to go visit.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Thank you.
I think that'd be great. Well, listen, Roxy, we really appreciate you. Now, your website's still active, so how can they find you?
Oh, artofroxy.com, and I'm on Instagram at artofroxy.
Pretty simple. Yes, and it's R-O-X-Y.
Yes.
Okay, I actually was looking for you one time and was trying to spell it with an I, and the other one, which is actually you, was coming up, and I kept thinking, that's not her. And like, oh, yeah.
Common mistake. It's perfect. All right.
It does happen, especially from a Spaniard like me. So great. So I'm going to let you go, and we really appreciate you hopping on our impromptu show. And Jim and I both are very excited to give you some photographer tours of the town.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh my God, that could really be, you know what? We should do that as a show. Photography.
That would be way more fun.
Photography tours with the PhotoFact twins.
Yeah.
And then we could judge her awness. Like we'll give her like a palette of 0 to 10. So we'll go like, hey, this is the highest mountain in Oklahoma at 1,000 feet. And she'll go, that's a 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
This is a fried Twinkie. That's a 10. It'll be great. Well, Rox, we really appreciate you being online, and I will get with you this week. We'll go have that coffee, and we'll get everything lined up for your full episode.
Yes, okay. I can't wait to
meet you.
Thank you.
It's going to be great.
I'll talk to you guys again soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Roxy. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Rode Microphones designs and manufactures high-quality microphones for studio, live, and location recording and performance. Rode.com.
All right, that was great hearing from Roxy. I actually have been texting her as she's been traveling from California, and a friend of mine, you remember Jess in California?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is working at a restaurant and needs a food photographer in California. And I really thought that maybe Roxy was still there, but she was already, when I texted her, she was already in Arizona on the way here.
That's cool. Wow.
So it's going to be fabulous.
That was a great phone call.
It was a great phone call.
Thank you, Roxy.
You know, let's just between us, let's talk about that real quick here. And again, listeners, we're going to try and keep this to a short episode.
Yeah.
I should probably turn this off, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you could, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn that off. Ooh. Okay. I'm sorry. We're killing the Bluetooth on the phone.
Yeah.
Just in case it starts to beeping. We don't want it coming into the audio. Okay. So
like if your phone rings or something,
you know, she brought up a really good point that I think would be great. So if we were having to be productive, and of course this may, well, figure of speech.
Yeah.
And it also can tie into next month. This would be a good segue for February.
Right.
if you had to move to a new place, what would be, like, say, two or three things that you would do right away? I mean,
yeah,
that's, I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, we're kind of established here. We know people. We know, I mean, the streets. But, like, if we went to a brand new place that we had no support team.
Well, you know, honestly, it's kind of similar to what you do to start a business. You know, I mean, you got to start all over. When you go to a new location, new place, you've got to start from scratch and build your clientele. You know, what would be really cool is a bonus or whatever would be if you had some referrals already in place. You know, from where you currently live to where you're going to have some kind of referrals. But that's an ideal situation. You know, I'm in my comfort zone, but there's always things you need to do or I need to do to get noticed, to get out there and get business, you know? So it's ongoing.
I know we're kind of unprepared for that particular, I mean, sure. We haven't discussed it, that would be something to think about. If you had to start all over again, what marketing techniques would you use? And when you figured out that plan, would that be a plan that you could apply now?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
So that's, I mean, you just said, like, if you had a referral from the previous place to where you're going, it would make the transition easier.
Right.
So,
but that's just one client. Hopefully it's a big client, you know, somebody that kind of like, you know, transferring your current job to a new location and you already have things in place. But, you know, if it's the same business or if it's the same client or if it's a referral for the same industry that you're shooting for. But that's, like I said, that's the ideal situation. But starting out, you know, it applies the same. Think about it. You know, we're always talking about face-to-face networking, meeting face-to-face with people and building those relationships is what we need to do already. You know,
we
need to do that already. And so, you know, same thing. You know, I'm seeing both and they're both the same thing. You know, what are you going to do? What do I need to do now is the same what I would do if I move, you know, go to join the chamber.
So that's what I was going to get to. So, so where you are right now, based on the last few years of your learning and progressing, what thing do you feel has given you the most, I guess, push in your business? And I would say, based on the way you talk, it'd be the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
So if I was going to go to a brand new location and start anew, joining the Chamber of Commerce might be the first step.
Yes, but to add to the, quote, join the chamber,
right,
is not just join the chamber and just leave it. You know, don't pay the money. Don't pay the right. Yes. So don't join the chamber, pay your fees, and then just, like a lot of businesses join the chamber to have their name on the list, but they don't participate. They don't participate in any of the events, right? Mm-hmm. There's always events going on with the one I'm in. It's the Northwest OKC Chamber. Now, the Greater Chamber, I've not joined yet. I have it as a reminder that reminds me every day.
The Greater Chamber?
The Greater Oklahoma City Chamber. Yeah, it's the big dog. It's like huge.
All right, I'm sorry. You're in the Bethany Chamber.
No. It's the Northwest OKC. They're in regions. There's a bunch of them. There's a War Acres. I think there's a War Acres. Maybe
so
not.
So they're not really by, in this area, it's not by a town so much as it is a region.
Yes. Okay. Right, okay. Yeah.
And then the Greater Metro was like the big one?
Yes, it's the whole deal. But, you know, I don't know how that particular region, if there's any overlap. Uh-huh. I don't know for sure. But,
imagine there probably would be. Some people would join both.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, I want to join the Greater OKC Chamber, but I just haven't. It's another bill, you know, an annual bill, but I just haven't done it yet.
Is the chamber stuff, like, I joined the one in Mustang when I lived in Mustang, and
it's like $300 a year or something. I think there's tiers. Yeah,
I think it was
though.
like $200,
right?
$225. There's different town.
There's different price points. You know, I don't know what they are because I got a great deal going into Northwest OKC. I shoot for them, and
so you kind of You barter, correct. Barter some of the
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I haven't ever paid my dues. I pay by
I'm not
working.
Sure if you will. If that was good to put on here on the air, right, but right. It'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be great.
Well, okay.
We can always do a long bleep. Well, I just
yeah. So anyway, so yeah, the chamber thing. You've got to participate. Go to the networking things. Go to the events that they have, like ribbon cuttings. Grand openings.
Basically, well, meet and greet all the people.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to them. Actually, talk to them. Don't, just like any other place, don't go and stand in the corner like me. That's how I first started. And I've said this before, joining the chamber has helped me be more outgoing, mm-hmm. to talk to, being brave enough to go talk to someone, walk up, you know, because you go to these community coffees, what they have in the morning, where you go and it's hosted by a local company, a local business, and you go and they have food and everybody goes around and gives their little elevator speech. A lot of times it's just you know, your name and your business name. And then once that's done, then everybody goes and mingles, right? So you network. Instead of just standing and eating and then just leave, and you leave your business card and leave,
right.
That's not going to get you anywhere. If you talk to people and you know, that's something you grow doing and get better at as you practice doing that. And I've seen that with me is being confident, talking confidently about your business, being passionate about your business and telling people. But most importantly, what's really important is to listen. Listen, let them talk, learn mm-hmm. about their business. And if they ask you, then, you know, you can talk, but be a good listener. That's something that I have to learn too, is I've gotten better at, is ask them questions instead of just going up, "Hi, I'm Jim Felder," and then hand them a card and leave. But you just go up and it's kind of weird. Sometimes there's like a two or three people talking and I try to find a little group to talk to, mm-hmm. and then you just walk up and just stand there and just start listening, you know, and then you can interject things as you go.
Have you ever walked up and you feel like you were not wanted? Like,
oh,
maybe
it's
a private conversation. You just kind of stumbled into it and they kind of look at you and well, you're like, "Oh, I shouldn't be here."
At these places though, it's understood.
Right.
It's understood that you're walking up to join in on the conversation.
Right. But you know, basically you're saying is when you join the chamber or any other organization, be involved and engage with the members.
Yeah. And even more, I mean, you can do volunteer to be on committees and stuff. And that gets you in there even more, you know? So,
Great.
I believe in it a lot. I mean, it's helped me, and I still get business off and on through the chamber from people that's met me, and they see me shooting at these events.
Right, right.
And they know who I am. And actually, I was nominated for outstanding nominee or outstanding volunteer for this next week. It's the Evening of Accolades, and I was nominated to win for.
Hang on, do I have a card for that?
Visit our
you don't have that was one. The wrong one. I don't have one. I
you have an applause. There's our applause right here.
I don't think this is, I think I changed it.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
That's no, not that's funny
more,
though.
Now that's more laughter.
Yeah,
I thought it was applause.
You
I'm sorry,
suck, Robert.
But no, I do suck. I do suck. That's very congratulations.
Outstanding
I'm very
volunteer.
Proud of you. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that was cool. I was actually nominated a few years back when Robert first helped me with this event. There was an event we did together for the chamber, and it was something about outstanding new member or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, but wait a minute. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because you made me where you made you. Are you going to hand me the camera right. if you got called up there?
Right, right.
I remember that.
So this
yes.
time I'll have to hand the camera to some schmo that doesn't know how to use a camera. No kidding. No.
Well, good thing you're using Fuji.
Fuji, exactly. All I got to do is say, look at the back and point.
And push
point
the button.
Point and shoot. Yeah, that's all you got to do, baby.
It's easy.
Yep. So anyway.
And then after that, you can hire them for the next gig.
Exactly, yeah. But no, it's fun, man. It's there's a lot of things. You know, there's those times where I don't want to go to some of the things because I've either don't want to go or I've got shoots going on, but I try to go. The main thing is the early morning stuff. I have a hard time getting out of bed.
Well, you know, you're sitting there talking about that. I keep thinking, early morning coffee, and I'm not having to pay for it. Someone else is paying, and I could meet someone to make more business connections.
What are you doing?
Dude, I need to do that.
Yeah.
I should just go right and join that, what is it? The Greater Chamber?
Greater Oklahoma City Chamber.
Greater Oklahoma.
You can't, because I need to join it before you do.
Well, maybe we'll see who goes first.
And you know, there's one or two other photographers in the Northwest OKC Chamber, and I never see them. I am the dude.
Should we throw them under the bus on the show?
No, because I don't remember their name.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's good. Well, maybe we should do that as a priority for like in the next 2 months.
What?
Join? We should go join together. And we'll walk in both with live microphones. Hi, I'm here to join.
Right.
And be recording it. All right. Well, that is very good. One thing you said, and I'm not sure if you said or if it just triggered a thought, that I think would be an excellent idea, because you mentioned about it would be great if you had someone from where you were from recommend someone to where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if you said in the same industry or not, but it would be great with the contacts you have now. So if you walked up to someone that, for example, was a headshot photographer, or maybe he was a lawyer and you did a headshot.
Right.
I wonder if you could ask him for a referral to someone that's not in his industry.
Not in his industry?
Yeah. Yeah. So like everybody,
like he knows people.
Yeah, he knows people, yeah. Right?
And so he has a lot of clients.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of photographers, or most people, market in the same niches. So
right.
If I'm photographing a lawyer, I assume that I'm going to get a referral to photograph more lawyers.
Right.
But what if you said, hey, would you give me a referral to someone that's not in your market?
Yeah. That, and speaking of that, I'm in a referral group.
Okay.
Is this part
of the chamber as well?
Yeah, branch off from the chamber. But that's the goal for all of us in that referral group. If you've been in a referral group, you know how it works. But this is not like a B&I or anything like that. It's not really expensive. But
okay, like I looked into that B&I or right. something. I don't think it was called B&I. It was Gold something Star. Similar.
Gold Star.
I think that's it. And it was $1,000.
Oh, no, this one, no.
It was like $1,000.
A year.
Yeah, a year. It's very expensive. And then you had to help each person at the table get $5,000 in business.
Yeah.
Which obviously, if it works, it's almost like a pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of 10 people at the table, you would get $45,000 of business from the other people at the table as long as you did your...
Yeah, those are great, but it's, like you said, it's almost like a pyramid scheme, but it's like you have requirements, you know. You can't miss but one or two times, and you've got quotas every month, and we don't do that. But anyway, what I was getting at is you're basically building relationships within that referral group, and you are encouraged to do one-on-one meetings with each member in that referral group. What that's doing is you're building relationships, and you're also building trust, because they know you, they know who you are, they know next time they hear someone needs a headshot or whatever, they go, oh, I know a guy. I know a great guy, Jim. You know, and here's this info or whatever. You know, here's this contact info, or I get it for you or something. You know how it works. And then, so that's encouraged in that environment. So I just think, you know, it's been really great for me. So I was going to say something. I forgot what it was. But
sorry, I was having to blow my nose.
Oh, it's okay. The referral thing. In all my real estate business, mostly is referrals.
I'm going to go back to that referral for a minute.
Yeah.
So this is a something extra from the chamber. So it's ran by the chamber.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But
you can have non-members come, and you can have non-members in that referral group.
Non-members to the chamber.
Yes.
So the referral group isn't for chamber members only.
Correct. Correct. But if you become a member, if you start paying for the referral group, I can't remember what it is. I think it's $120 a year, but it's the same price as joining the chamber. So you might as well join the chamber, and then you'll be in there for free. Well, no, it's not free. No. Wait, I can't remember. I'm paying extra. Yeah.
Okay.
$120 a year for the chamber.
I'm sure there had to be another fee on top of that.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I am curious about the chamber, because you're talking about joining the greater Oklahoma City area.
Right.
Do you know, because I don't know, when you join the chamber, are you kind of required to be in that geog- geographical area? I mean, do they check? I mean, if I walked up to your chamber, that's the Northwest Chamber.
No, I don't think so.
Does UConn fall in that area? And if I don't, will they just say, no, I'm sorry, we won't take you, but you can join this other chamber that covers your
area? I don't think you have to be. It's because we've done, I don't remember. I don't know because, you know, we do other events that include UConn chamber, other chambers. And we do we're actually have one this coming up soon, which would be cool for you, Robert. It's a speed networking, just like
speed networking.
Yes. You've got 90 seconds at a table of four or five people, and you all go around real quick and do your spiel. You bring cards, and then it's and you have to rotate. They do a random rotation, and you go to the next table, and it's so fun. I love it. I've done it a few times.
Are you going to take me? It's going to be a date.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, sure. It's actually this week, I think.
This week? All right. What day is it?
It is. No, wait. Maybe it's next week.
Next week would probably be better. So it's called Speed Networking?
Yes.
Speed Networking with Jim.
Okay, no, it's actually Tuesday. Tuesday at 5:30.
Tuesday at
5:30 to, I don't know if it's just an hour, maybe.
Do they serve alcohol?
No. Okay. I think they serve lunch. No, they don't serve lunch. Never
mind. Not at 5:30.
No.
I'm old. Normally by 5:30 it's bedtime.
We did have one at lunch, but yeah, it's going to be at Marking Tree Design. If you want to go, I can't remember.
I'll put a note in the show note.
I think it's free. Yeah, it's free. It is, you go okay. Just find the Northwest OKC Chamber and then on Facebook. And I think there's an event for that.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I'm going to put those in the show notes just in case anybody else wants to join along. And I
brought my accountant in, Rhonda Thomas, into the chamber. I got her in there. So we had a ribbon cutting for her.
Sweet. Does that make you do you get a referral bonus? Okay, is it PPA where you get to have a little thing around your neck with a whole bunch of little ribbons?
I think I got a pat on the back or something, but you know, it's.
It's no big deal then, right?
No.
It's all good to go. Awesome sauce. Okay, well, I think that's going to wrap it up pretty good for us. We welcome Roxy to the Oklahoma Photographer Tribe.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't ask her what kind of camera she shot. I guess it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
You sure?
If she shoots Fuji, she's even got some more points, but
I mean, it's okay. I mean, we do understand all of our listeners out there shoots different kind of cameras.
Sure, they do. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay for everybody to be wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they're entitled to that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Jim, it was great having you on the show.
Again.
And you're supposed to say, hey, it's great having you on the show.
It's great having you on the show, Robert.
Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate you coming by.
Well, guys, until next week, we'll see you guys soon. You can take it.
All righty. Well, bye bye. We'll see you next time.
Which button is this?
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at trewickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.